Don't worry, we're not going to be going on and on and on and on and on about coronavirus because we know that we have moved on. But I've got to say, with each passing day, we do feel somewhat vindicated on this program because we've done our best to call for calm during the pandemic. And we've also been warning about how this has been overhyped. We've been urging our political leaders to stop ignoring the hidden consequences of lockdowns. Because in a bid to keep us safe, and we know that hearts were in the right places, people were suffering in other ways. And we've been giving you a regular dose of perspective. We know COVID-19 is serious, but it doesn't warrant the fear campaign that we've been seeing. Today, we have further proof. This isn't opinion. It is certified data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics. And if you miss it, don't worry. It's up on 2GB.com right now, so you can access it straight away. And then all of this will be shared on our Facebook page. And before we go through it, I want to be clear. Every death is tragic. We are not disrespecting anyone, but we know that death is a part of life. So let me tell you what's happened over the last 2 years. These are the latest numbers from the Bureau. From March 2020 until the end of last month, 273,000 Australians died, 273,901. Each case, very sad. For loved ones, family members, friends. So how many had coronavirus? 0.9% of those fatalities involved coronavirus. So that's 2,639 COVID-related deaths. In the same period, 100,000 Australians died of cancer, 32,000 died from heart disease, 30,000 with Alzheimer's and dementia, and 10,000 from diabetes. Coronavirus deaths represented less than 1% of fatalities. These are the latest numbers released yesterday by the Australian Bureau of Statistics. The median age of those who died with coronavirus: 81 years of age for men, 86 years old for women. Both are above our national life expectancy. Again, let me be clear, because some people take these stats the wrong way. We're not playing down the situation. We're not ignoring the grief of families. But these records expose the overblown scare campaign we have witnessed. Of our 2,639 coronavirus deaths between March 2020 and last month, 92% had other underlying health issues. 92%. An average of roughly 3 diseases or conditions per person. These range from pneumonia to kidney infection, right up to the biggest risk factor, which is the health of our heart. 35% of those people had a chronic heart issue. Another 20% had diabetes. But in 92% of our COVID-related deaths to January 31, each patient had roughly 3 other underlying health conditions. In other words, it wasn't just COVID that claimed their lives. And deaths not involving COVID make up more than 99% of the statistics. One of the arguments we made last year involved a missed opportunity around the health advice. We asked the question, why aren't we telling people to get healthy? Why aren't we warning people that one of the biggest risk factors is carrying around too much weight? Were we worried about fat shaming? Because every day we were being told about the health advice, but the most important health advice should have been, the healthier you are, the greater your chance of surviving coronavirus. There's now compelling international data supporting this. There's a new study in the medical magazine, The Lancet. It shows by far the biggest risk factor of COVID-19 is obesity. Largely because an obese patient has poor lung capacity, which makes it harder for them to receive ventilation. The US has nearly the heaviest body mass index in the world, and they have nearly 1 million coronavirus deaths in America, 920,000. 16 of their states have adult obesity rates of more than 35%. Now, those states are all in the top 20 places for COVID deaths anywhere. The Lancet study says, if America's obesity levels were on par with healthier nations, the death toll would be far lower. almost 20% of deaths could have been avoided. That equates to almost 200,000 lives. And that's just a missed opportunity. We were hell-bent on telling people to stay at home when we should have been encouraging people to get outdoors and get healthy. And now the consequences are there for all to see. Thankfully, we gave airtime to several experts who gave this common sense advice. If you're overweight or you're smoking, you're putting yourself in greater danger. And you're more likely to be in the 1% of Australians who have died with coronavirus. Yes, 1%. If you need any further evidence that it's time to get on with our lives, you just heard it.